Well, starting on Monday, people will be able to get a fried Beyond Meat product at KFC stores. This is just the latest addition that we have seen to the fast food industry of Beyond Meat products and other faux meat products as well. Peter Soleil is joining us now, BTIG Managing Director, who covers this industry. So, Peter, you know, 2021 fell a little flat for Beyond Meat investors, certainly. The stock really underperformed. Some of the expansions they made into fast food didn't quite turn out like they hoped. What is this? Does this bode well that this year is going to be different for the company?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Look, I think there's the issues that Beyond had last year were, you know, primarily in retail. Retail velocity continued to decelerate. There's a lot of competition in the retail, in the grocery aisle for plant-based meat items. When you look at competition, though, in the food service channel, there's a lot less, right? So they're going to be moving more into the food service channel. They've got this partnership with Yum. They've got a partnership with McDonald's. It sounds like this is going to be an LTO for KFC. LTOs run 6 to 8 weeks. So it does sound like, you know, they're moving into this food service channel, a lot less competition. They're a little bit more obviously exclusive there. So I think this is good news for them, although, the financial impact is rather modest at this point. You know, for KFC, this partnership here, we think in the first quarter, somewhere between $5 and $13 million of revenue to Beyond, which, you know, is still insignificant at this point, but could turn into something more meaningful over time.
And you're saying this is a relatively untapped market, especially with respect to these restaurants. We're talking about Yum Brands, KFC. What's next, a chicken fajita here for Taco Bell? I mean, what are the opportunities that you see ahead potentially for Beyond Meat?
So I think the opportunity is, so, you know, KFC, 4,000 or so domestic restaurants. The LTO is going to be 6 to 8 weeks. After that, if it performs well, I think the opportunity is to go further with KFC and make it a permanent product. At that point, it becomes much more significant in terms of a revenue driver. I think the opportunity is also with, you know, McDonald's. So we believe that they're going to do something with McDonald's, not announced yet, but we think it'll be somewhere in the LTO range, somewhere in February or March. With McPlant and call it, you know, 700, 800 or so stores. So I think the opportunity is, if it performs well as an LTO, I think it becomes a permanent item. If it becomes a permanent menu item, that's where you start seeing more consistent revenue streams that are much greater than what we're talking about here, which is, you know, $5 or $10 million. So I think that's really the opportunity. And beyond that, I think you can venture into other day parts and other brands. But I think the initial opportunity is really going from an LTO to a more permanent menu item.
Peter, what's the risk that these various chains make their own plant-based meats?
You know, I don't think they're in the business of really doing that. I think they'd rather partner and bring on somebody who's already doing this. So it's possible for them to go out and find a different supplier if Beyond can't give them what they need or what they're looking for. It is possible, but I think at this point, Beyond is doing a good enough job innovating around their products. So, we see this partnership with KFC. Look, if it works and the consumer wants it, and it shows performance over the 6 to 8 weeks, it could be more permanent sometime later in 22 or into 23. That's where we see the opportunity at this point, just becoming more permanent or even expanding to multiple regions rather than just an LTO for a short period of time.
Gotcha. And I should mention as well, by the way, Beyond Meat shares were up as much as, what, 8-9% in pre-market trading. Now they're up just about 2.5%. Peter, good to catch up with you. Bon appetit if you get to try this stuff. BTIG Managing Director Peter Soleil, appreciate it.